This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Aside from all the satellites and the space station orbiting the Earth, there's a lot of trash circling the planet, too. 21,000 baseball-sized chunks of debris, according to NASA. But that number is dwarfed by the number of small particles. There's hundreds of millions of those.
And those smaller particles tend to be going fast. So you think of picking up a grain of sand at the beach, and that would be on the large side of what we're worried about. But they're going 60 kilometers per second.
Sigrid Close, an applied physicist and astronautical engineer at Stanford University. Close says that whereas mechanical damage, like punctures, is the worry with the bigger chunks, the dust-sized stuff might leave more insidious, invisible marks on satellites by causing electrical damage.
We also think that this phenomenon can be attributed to some of the failures and anomalies we see on orbit that right now are basically tagged as unknown cause.
Close and her colleague Alex Fletcher modeled this phenomenon mathematically based on plasma physics behavior. And here's what they think happens. First, the dust slams into a spacecraft incredibly fast. It vaporizes and ionizes a bit of the ship and itself, which generates a cloud of ions and electrons traveling at different speeds. And then
it's like a spring action. So the electrons are being pulled back to the ions. Ions are being pushed ahead a little bit. And then the electrons overshoot the ions, so they oscillate. And then they go back out again.
That movement of electrons creates a pulse of electromagnetic radiation, which Close says could be the culprit for some of that electrical damage to satellites. The study's in the journal Physics of Plasmas. The implications of these small particles on the future of spaceflight is huge.
One of my dreams is interstellar travel, so I love Star Trek. I grew up like hoping I could build something to get outside our solar system, and I feel like this is just one of the many things that we have to worry about. I think the space environment as a whole is still something that we need to tackle.
Before it tackles any astronauts a long way from home.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.